The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You know, in Matthew chapter 24, Christ was asked by his disciples, what will be the sign of your coming? What will happen in the years prior to your return? Well, he said that there would be hardships, that all nations would be affected by hardships. There would be a time of extreme chaos in the world, wars, there would be famine, plague, weather would change, there'd be the sun, changes in the sun, in the moon, in deep space there would be anomalies, the oceans would, there would be just out of nowhere these huge waves like the one that hit an army or a naval base, Air Force base in the Pacific 2 weeks ago, and it pretty much came ashore, caused quite a bit of destruction. The air base was out of commission for about, I think, 2 weeks. It should be up and running by now, but it was a rogue wave. It wasn't a wave that was created by HAARP or by weather warfare programs. This one was the hand of God. And it was like one massive tidal wave, not a series, but basically one, very destructive. There would be racial conflict, ethnic against ethnic, or ethnos against ethnos, race against race, white against Hispanic, Hispanic against black, black against, it just, the races, ethnos. There would be instability in the governments of the world. The governments wouldn't have solutions to problems within their societies. We have a border problem, but it is in the book of Jeremiah. Whenever God decides to punish nations, it's generally somewhere in the Bible. And a great empire in the years before Christ would return, especially the last decade, there would be an army of invaders. There would be people from surrounding nations, nations internationally, that would invade a great nation. The great nation is America. They're not invading China. They're not invading Russia. They're not invading the Arab nations. Actually, that's where they come from, Arab nations. But they would invade this great empire, and they would diminish the wealth of that nation, of that culture, of that society. They would strip that nation of the great vast wealth of the people. And it wouldn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, or whether you vote or don't vote, or it doesn't matter. Everyone will be affected. Every company will be affected. There will be no, it will be basically a hemorrhage of the wealth of all the corporations to a great degree, except for the corporations that are under the total control of the very wealthy ruling families. Facebook wouldn't rupture. There'd be no hemorrhage out of Facebook or Microsoft or the digital world or the military. No hemorrhage of finances out of those industries, those great corporations. But there would be a hemorrhage in the automotive, in manufacturing, in food, everything related to food. There would be some hemorrhage with the medical field. And the hemorrhage again would take place because you have hundreds and millions, millions of people coming into the country illegally, and they're not just coming for clothing and food. They're coming for medical help. I heard a story over the weekend. A woman came in with children from Mexico. She has Parkinson's, and she's there isn't really the finances to help her with her problem, because the medical facilities in Denver, Colorado, they just don't have the finances to take care of people with these kind of problems. Hemorrhaging resources and money, time, energy. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road in everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
So in Matthew 24, Christ said there would be in the final decade, especially, there would be a time of sorrow and birth pains, like a woman that's pregnant just preceding the delivery, extreme pain and discomfort, unbearable hardship. Well, this isn't the great hardship that would come. That's just the delivery. Well, she would give birth to a woman in Christ's example. I'm using this example of childbirth. Christ is saying that there would just be the uncomfortable period of time during pregnancy. It would just be discomfort. But it would be tough. There would be pain. There would be agony. There would be changes. A woman will change during that whole 9-month gestation period. And in the final decade, there would be this time of pregnancy. But then there'd be a time where the birth begins. There would be tribulation, the hardship when she begins to have contractions. Then there would be the great pain, or as Christ phrased it, a great tribulation, which would be 3.5 years of great tribulation, where the child is actually being born and about to be delivered. Well, we're not there yet, and we're not even in the time where the contractions are beginning. We're in the time before the contractions, where the world is in the time, and this would affect Israel as a nation. It would affect all the nations in general, and it would affect the religious world, the 7 churches, the lampstands of God in Revelation chapter 1 and 2 and 3. It would affect everybody. It would affect all the nations. It would affect the oceans, land, the atmosphere, near space, deep space, the planets, the moon, the sun, the stars. Christ said that he would warn the world before he returns, the changes that would take place internationally in the nations with people, with famine, with plagues, with wars, would be a warning to everyone, to the leaders of the nations, to the people in the nations, to the religious world, that just like he said in Matthew 24, before I return, this is what you look for. And then he says, during the great tribulation, the hard time of distress, where the strong will have heart attacks. They're young, they're old, but because of the changes and the fear and the stress, they would just have a heart attack, their hearts would seize, they would fall over dead. The anxiety would be so great. The stress would be unbearable. We're not there yet. That's in the future. But right now, this nation is in a state of stress. We are being like you take a balloon and you trampoline. And you're stretching with each bounce. There's a stretching in every direction. In the political world, there's a stretching. There is a war. This is a war taking place in the political world. Donald Trump is not going to be the next president. He won't be the next president. He legally is still president. But he has not been allowed and will never, ever be allowed the position in the White House ever again. And I know many in the conservative world, they don't want to hear this. There's nothing that Donald Trump can do to change things ever again in this country. The change that's going to take place is going to continue with the change when Donald Trump, the night of the election, he at midnight, he has won. But 3 a.m., he had lost. An illegal imposter had taken position. That illegal imposter is in the position of authority. Well, in the position, he doesn't have the authority. It's those that work behind him. Like Vladimir Putin, in his discussion with Tucker Carlson, stated, no, Joe Biden, it's the others that are behind and actually ruling, that have always ruled. They're the ones still in power. Trump is the legal president, but he's not in power. He doesn't govern, rule anything. He doesn't have that authority. He's not going to change anything. His political career is going to come to an end very quickly. And I am I don't know if you want to say an advocate or a proponent of Donald Trump. I know that he is in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He's the seventh king, and he is one of seven rulers, the last seven presidents of the United States of America, but one of the last seven presidents takes position in the seat of power twice in this country. That person can only be Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. Now, when will he come back into power? It could be at some point illegally, just like with Joe Biden being put in power illegally. He will come back also lawlessly. But we're not in the time of great, great stress and hardship yet. We're in the time prior to the coming hardships, which will, the pain will increase as we move into the future, but we're still in the pregnancy where there is some hardship, there is some discomfort, there's a loss of balance, maybe we lose a little sleep, a lot of discomfort. Change is taking place, but harder times are coming. Now, this is just America that I'm speaking of. What's coming to the whole world is going to be exactly the same. It will happen internationally with all the nations. Israel is in a state of, you might say, pregnancy. She is fighting for her existence. She will win these bad battles against the terrorists. But the other nations in the European countries, Russia, fighting for her survival. China, with the great economic problems China's having, China's in a state of birth pains. India, there's no nation that isn't feeling the birth pains and hardships. I'm going to talk about Germany. This is out of RT.com, World News. Loss of Russian gas speeding Germany's deindustrialization. Germany's reign as an industrial superpower is coming to an end. We are self-centered in this country. We only care about what happens to us. We could care less about what's going on in Europe. Well, the big brother of the European nations is Germany. Germany, the great German people, great industrial people. These people are fantastic with industry. Why do you think Klaus Schwab, his wife, she owns one of the biggest, the company, it's called Elder Weiss. They are the company that was involved in heavy water building the nuclear bomb in Germany. They created, developed heavy water, which was shipped, I think, to Norway. This is why we didn't bomb Ravensburg, Germany, because America was using Germany and the German engineers and scientists to build the weapons of the future. Klaus Schwab's wife. Klaus Schwab, his dad, used to run, actually, Edelweiss. And then his wife, she has a different company. I'm trying to think of the company that she... Festool. People in construction, there's the drills, saws, lathes, Festool. F-E-S-T-O-O-L, Festool. That's Klaus Schwab's wife. That's the family business. Schwab's dad worked for Edelweiss Manufacturing. Well, here's what it says about Germany. Germany's reign as an industrial power coming to an end as the loss of cheap Russian natural gas amid the Ukraine crisis dealt the final blow to manufacturers that are already struggling to remain cost competitive, according to Bloomberg News. Industrial output in Germany has dropped since 2017, a downward spiral accelerated since imports of Russian gas were cut off in 2022 to punish Moscow over the Ukraine conflict. Century-old factories are closing. Other companies are moving production lines in countries with lower costs, Bloomberg said. I am really uncertain that we can halt this trend. Many things would have to change very quickly, according to GEA Group Stefan Kleibert. He's a CEO. A survey last September by the Federation of German Industry showed that concerns over energy security and costs are the top reason for shifting investment abroad. Chemical makers were among the manufacturers hit hardest by the loss of Russian gas. BASF, SE, Europe's biggest chemical producer, and Lanxess AG are cutting thousands of jobs. French tire maker Michelin and U.S. rival Goodyear are closing or downsizing their German plants. Maria Rotger, regional chief for Michelin, told Bloomberg that the costs are too high for German exporters to thrive. Quote, despite the motivation of our employees, we have arrived at the point where we can no longer export truck tires from Germany at competitive prices. If Germany can export competitively in the international context, the country loses one of its biggest strengths. So we are no longer competitive, the German finance minister acknowledged to Bloomberg. We are getting poorer because we have no growth. We are falling behind. This is what happens and is going to continue to happen to the nations of the world. Even China, even India. Christ said that there would be stress and stretching of the nations of the world because we're entering a time soon called tribulation.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Oh, do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
We all have our troubles. All the nations of the world have their own troubles. Germany, they have their troubles. The great nation of Germany. Germany should send a big thank you card to the wealthy people, the rulers of America, because it's the rulers of America that have destroyed Germany. And it was a plan, because Germany was the one nation in Europe that had the strongest economy, the big brother of Europe. For some reason, America loves to destroy any power that threatens our hegemony. That's what we do. Remember Yugoslavia? Well, Yugoslavia, that massive, massive nation, there was a plan by America's ruling families, really the Rockefellers, to create war using Rockefeller children in Yugoslavia and break that country up into many nations. And they did it. And it worked. America, it was the Bushes. You know, Iraq at one time was a very powerful nation in the Middle East. But the United States, what they decided to do is it would be to our best interests to take Iraq, start war, and break that nation into three pieces. Provinces, I think you call it. And we did. It's what we do. Germany, the reason Germany is on the ropes is because the United States made sure that Russian natural gas would not reach Germany for industry. And we went ahead, trained these divers using not just masks and oxygen tanks on back, but using little drone type submarines to plant explosive charges different areas, strategic points in the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, and CIA had the help of the NATO countries to have a war operations in that in the area where these explosives were placed, and we destroyed Germany. I'll go back to the article. A study by consulting firm Alvarez and Marsal found that 15% of German companies are in distress, meaning they have weak balance sheets. Germany's distress rate increased from last year's level of 9% and is the highest in Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in December that Western nations are playing the fool by seeking Russia's collapse to the detriment of their own people, rather than serving their own interests through economic cooperation. He has accused German leaders of foolishly hurting their own economy under U.S. pressure and of silently accepting the bombings of the Nord Stream pipelines, which he blamed on the CIA. So Germany is fully aware that the United States was involved with Nord Stream 1 and 2 ruptures. Germany knows. And Germany, last week I read the article, that they're still scratching their head in Germany, some of these supposed German powerful individuals wanting to get to the bottom of what happened with the Nord Stream pipelines. They know what happened. They're not foolish. They know what happened. But they've got to play the role because they will be under sanctions immediately, further sanctions by the United States. You know, England is just, if England doesn't go along with this country, guess what happens? They get no natural gas coming over on ships because that's how England is being supplied with their energy. Shipping it out of Houston, and they go right to England, to Great Britain. They have to be careful. The British better be careful. So anyhow, this is what's happening. The distress that Christ said will occur. It won't be isolated. It won't be a few nations. It will be all nations. Now, I'm going to go to what's happening in Israel. The Israeli military says it discovered a Hamas tunnel and a secret data center underneath the evacuated headquarters of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, in Gaza City. According to Israeli Defense Forces, a shaft leading to the underground terror tunnel was located near a UN-sponsored school. The tunnel was half a mile long, 60 foot deep, passing under the buildings that serves the UNRWA's main headquarters in the Gaza Strip. You see, UNRWA is the all of the staff are Gazan, and 100% of the staff are basically Hamas. They are Hamas loyalists. If they're not Hamas loyalists, they're not in UNRWA. The United Nations Relief Workers Association. So, I have no doubt that any truck with goods coming in that is being delivered through UNRWA is the finest of medical food, whatever resources, fuel, is going to end up in Hamas storage facilities. The underground compound served as a significant asset of Hamas military intelligence. The IDF said, adding that UNRWA's facilities supplied the tunnel with electricity. The Israeli army also claimed that large quantities of weapons, including rifles and grenades, were found at the agency's main office. UNRWA's Commissioner General Felipe Lazzarini responded to the claims by saying the agency did not know what is under headquarters in Gaza. No, he knows. We'll be back.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo, March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairground. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So with this United Nations Relief Workers Agency, I said association, it's an agency. Underneath, you have grenades and rifles And Lazzarini didn't know anything about it. No, he did know everything about it. Anything happening in the UN, they are anti-Israel. They will work against Israel. They will supply Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, the Houthis, etc., etc. UNRWA is a human development and humanitarian organization supplying, in my words, anything and everything needed to assist Hamas terrorists, extreme terrorists. The UN agency tasked with assisting Palestinians in Gaza has been under scrutiny in recent weeks after Israel accused several of its employees of helping Hamas carry out its deadly October 7th attack on Israeli cities. The UN has fired 9 staffers, so they did admit to it. And all of these staffers were Gazans. They were all working with Hamas. And 100% of the people working for in that area, working with UNRWA, I would say 99%, are all working directly with the extreme terrorists, Hamas. They helped carry out the deadly October 7th attack on Israeli cities. The UN has fired 9 staffers and launched an investigation into the matter. There will be no... This investigation is a sham. It is a farce. The allegations prompted multiple countries, including the United States, UK, to suspend funding in UNRWA, which they did. But it will somehow go through back channels in the United States government, in the governments in Europe. It's all for show. Somehow there will be other places where that money will go, and it will boomerang around the back and come in through the back door. Rather than the front door, they've been caught. It'll come around the back door. And it's. I'm not stating this because I've read it. I'm stating it because I did read it, but in the Bible. The United States would like Israel to end this campaign, though the United States says that it is behind Israel and her campaign to rid that area of these enemies. It's two-sided. It's a double-edged sword. It's a two-forked tongue. We say one thing, but we're really saying something else. Well, we're for Israel, but we're not saying we're against Hamas. We need to say we will help Israel and we are 100% against Hamas. We don't put it that way. The UN has called for a ceasefire in Gaza, warning that the Israeli operation is creating a humanitarian catastrophe in the Palestinian enclave. True. Thank you, Hamas, because this is all occurred because of the hatred of these extreme terrorists against the children or the people of Israel and Europe and India and the nations of the world, including the United States of America, including Canada. Canada is going to have her problems too. The Canadians think you can control this kind of religion. You cannot. This is what Christ said would happen in the decade before he returns. No one would be safe. No one could be trusted. There would be confusion. There would be violence. And like I read before, told you before, in the book of Genesis, at the time of Noah, the people of the world at that time were violent, meaning in the Hebrew, they were Hamas. They were violent. There was no way to bridle this violence. There would be no way to control the violence. There's no way to control that spirit with these extreme terrorists in Hamas or Hezbollah or the Houthis or ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, etc., etc. You cannot tame that violence. It is a religion. Islam is a religion of violence. The Muslim people, they are very aware, have been aware, that their religious system is violent. The violence in Islam, you have the Wahhabi, you have the Shiite, you have the Sunni. They hate each other. The violence just doesn't extend just to the non-Muslim world. It is within that world. And what did Christ say about that kingdom of Islam? A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. So there is war within the Hamas, within the Islamic Muslim world. And then I'm going to talk about Syria, because it's going to get serious now. Lebanon is at war with Israel, and Syria has just made a statement. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services yeah. we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, okay. Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Okay. Wendy right. Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
So everyone internationally is going to have hardship. This is out of RT.com Home News, Home World News. Syria is ready for war with Israel. Ending the occupation in the Golan Heights is the top priority for Damascus, according to Faisal Mikdad. Damascus is fully prepared to defend its territory in a potential military conflict with Israel, Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal Mikdad said on Sunday as the regional crisis continues. I've talked about Damascus. At the end of the Psalm 83 war, which we're watching in Gaza right now, which will go into Libya, Syria, Jordan, and into southwest, I believe it is, Saudi Arabia. Then you have another prophecy about Damascus. And Damascus is going to be destroyed forever. It will never, ever be inhabited again. And this is exactly what now is becoming involved, or this is, we're moving into that scenario. Miqdad said that Syria has been resisting Israel since 1948, when the first full-blown war broke out between several Arab nations and the newly established Jewish state. Syria has fought wars against Israel occupation. It is ready to fight wars, but it will decide when and how, the foreign minister stressed, noting the importance of the Golan Heights. Now, the Golan Heights is the West Bank area, and this war within Israel is going to move into the West Bank and to the Golan Heights. As part of a southwestern Syria controlled, which has been controlled by Israel since 1967, ending the Israeli occupation of the Golan Heights. So here we're saying the occupation of Gaza, now the occupation of the Golan Heights, is the top of our priorities, Miqdad insisted, adding that Syria is ready to pay the price for all these liberation, for these liberation operations. And the price is going to be the destruction of the terrorists, extreme terrorists in Syria. Damascus is going to be destroyed. Syria's top diplomat stressed the presence of U.S. and Turkish forces in the country is also illegitimate and must come to an end. Amir Abdullahian went on to condemn the illegal presence of foreign troops in Syria and accused the U.S. and Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians. But there's no genocide on the side of the Islamic Palestinians against Israel or other countries or peoples, their own people included. Christ said it would be just the example he gave of a woman in birth. In 1948, the world became pregnant, and their gestation period is now coming to an end. In the final decade, the gestation time will be over. We will go to the initial labor pains. Then we will go to the labor pains that bring in the greatest hardships the world has ever known, which Christ stated, if he didn't return, no flesh would be saved. So for today, I'm finished. We'll visit tomorrow. Podcast 1360KHNC.com, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Let's see what happens, and we'll visit tomorrow. Something will happen overnight. I don't know what, but we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort.